This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 28th of August. Warwickshire just about had the better of the first day against title rivals Nottinghamshire at Edgbaston. Ian Westwood continued his good recent form and made 81 before departing to Paul Franks, while Tim Ambrose ended on 64 not out. Warwickshire closed on 298 for 5. Kevin Peterson hit a violent 163 off only 168 balls to Surrey on the first day at Taunton. He hit 23 boundaries and scored over half of his side's runs, as Sargent removed Steve Kirby and George Dockrell, bowled well for the home side. Somerset then closed on 42 for 2 in their first innings, recovering well after an early wicket apiece for Stuart Meeker and John Lewis. Worcestershire's openers got off to a solid start on day one against Middlesex at New Road. Phil Hughes had reached 34 before falling to Toby Rowland-Jones, who again impressed, ending with 4 for 67. Darrell Mitchell and Alexi Cavesi added 114 for the fourth wicket, with Mitchell ending the day on 129, as the home side closed on 295 for 8. There was a delayed start on the first day at Aberth, where Lancashire closed on 221 for 6 against Durham. The home side lost 4 early wickets before recovering, thanks to half-centuries from the in-form Tom Smith and Gareth Cross. Graham Onions ended the day with remarkable figures of 3 for 26 from 20 overs, while Ben Stokes picked up 2 wickets. Division 2 leaders Derbyshire closed on 28 for 3 and replied Essex's 245 on the first day at Derby. The visitors were put into bat and lost regular wickets throughout, with Graham Napier top scoring with 42 and David Wainwright taking 4 for 64. Derbyshire lost 2 wickets to David Masters, as well as night watchman Tony Palladino in their first innings prior to stumps. Niall O'Brien ended on 114 not out as Northamptonshire ground their way to stumps on 241 for 4 on day one against Glamorgan in Cardiff. He shared a third wicket partnership of 152 with vice-captain Alex Wakeley, who hit 75 before being bowled by Jim Allenby. Gloucestershire were bowled out for 215 against promotion hopefuls Yorkshire on the opening day in Scarborough. Stephen Patterson took 3 early wickets to help reduce the visitors to 9 for 4 at one stage, prior to a fight back which was begun by Ian Cobain and Will Gidman, who added 65 for the fifth wicket. Jack Taylor added 49 from just 43 balls at number 9, while Anthony Ireland and Liam Norwell also chipped in. Will Gidman then removed 2 of Yorkshire's top 3 early on, but Joe Root and Andrew Gale took them to stumps on 61 for 2. Kent's opening pair of Sam Northeast and Rob Key both passed 50 and put on 110 for the first wicket on the opening day against Leicestershire at Grace Road. Brendan Nash then compounded the home side's woes by ending the day with an unbeaten century and shared a 6-wicket stand of more than 120 with Geraint Jones as they closed on 322 for 6.